Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. With Allah's fadl, Allah's blessings, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, with safety, peacefully, nicely, Allah Ta'ala has given us these days and nights of Ramadan without any problems, any issues, any difficulties, with such ease. Allah Ta'ala has allowed us to do all the ibadat simply and easily and nicely. And Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah again. Allah Ta'ala has allowed us to do recitation of Quran and to attend special unique gatherings of dhikr, majalisi dhikr. Ramadan is now slowly departing from us. There are some days left. And today this majlis of dhikr is important for one reason also, in that this is the night of Friday is upon us, and in this blessed month this is the final night of Friday. And this majlis of dhikr, this gathering of dhikr, is also the final majlis of dhikr on the night of Friday in Ramadan. So this gathering that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, Allah Ta'ala has bestowed to us, He's gathered us upon His name, for the sake of His name. And many, many rewards Allah Ta'ala distributes for this. Quran and Hadith and the lives of the Awliya Allah bear witness to this fact that the dhikr of Allah, Allah Ta'ala's remembrance, is massive. It's a massive action. And there's a massive reward from Allah. And for this reward, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَا ذِكَّرَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرَ. Think of the words. Think of the words. These are words from the Quran. In Sahih al-Bukhari, in Sahih Muslim, there's a hadith in which Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a unique manner, explains the rewards with regards to doing dhikr of Allah. If a person does dhikr of Allah, what are the rewards? Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with them, he narrates this hadith. And he states that the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stated that Allah Ta'ala states, Allah Ta'ala Himself states, that when my servant from my creation, Allah Ta'ala is making it apparent here that there are so many people Allah has created in it, billions in the world, but Allah is specifically talking about specific people. And what is that specific reason? The amal. The deed makes that person specific and special. There are deeds, actions that make a person special. He becomes khas, singled out. Everyone in the world are the creation of Allah. Everything is the creation of Allah. But certain actions are done, are performed by people, that those amal make a person special and close to Allah. So Allah Ta'ala says, my servant. So He changes from a human being to my servant. So this hadith is in this style, that Allah Ta'ala says, when my servant, my, Allah is saying, my servant remembers me, does my dhikr, remembers me, glorifies me. So here Allah Ta'ala is going in a personal discussion, that why did I call him mine? Why has he got a link with me? Because to call something yours is not a little thing. When you introduce somebody to somebody, you say, look, this is, this is my own friend, my dear friend. So suddenly that brother, your friend, his status shoots up higher. If you want to get something, you say, okay, I better deal with this person, because he's the special link friend. So here Allah Ta'ala says that introducing the whole universe, Allah Ta'ala is introducing this person, that Allah says, this is my servant. Think now. You understand the example I'm giving? Who is Allah Ta'ala introducing? Not us, just few people here. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's blessed statement has said this, that Allah has said this. Allah said, Allah says in the Quran, Qul. You know, in the Quran, Allah says, Qul, O my Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you explain to the people. I'm giving an introduction of my servant. When Allah Ta'ala introduces somebody as His, then will that person be restricted? Allah Ta'ala is a Malik, a Khaliq, a Qadir. He is the master, owner of the universe. Leaf, atom, molecule, particle, everything is in His knowledge and ownership and in His kingdom. So if Allah Ta'ala introduces, then Allah is introducing that person to the whole universe. Then everything in creation recognizes that person. Everything. Everything recognized that person. So much that that person become accepted and famous and recognized in the universe. He becomes arif, he becomes known. Lions, cheetahs, birds and eagles and leaves and trees and mountains and oceans and the waves and the tides and the rivers and the everything says, this man's the servant of Allah. Beware. Beware. Don't say anything to him. Don't touch him. I remember an event of my Hazrat, my Sheikh. He was poor. Rahimahullah, rahmatullah alayhi, my Sheikh. And in the olden days, he used to go on Hajj. You know, in the old days, to go on Hajj, the journey to sit on the ships on the water and to travel for weeks, and there's no special arrangement. And a poor person, how does he go? How does he travel? Where does he live? What does he eat? So Hazrat got a place to stay, and the person who was with him explained, well, Hazrat wouldn't share these events. And I remember about the servant of Allah now, my Shaykh, who's like Allah Ta'ala says, my servant. So I remember my Shaykh. So Hazrat in the evening would rest in the night time, and from far the Khadim is saying the Hazrat got up and went to Masjid al-Nabawi, and this was his habit in the night. So he thought, okay, that today Hazrat's bed, let me clean it and wipe it and dust it down. And there was used to be a straw mat at that time. So he picked up the straw mat. I said, I'll pick that up and put another one in its place. Change the bed. He said, when I went to Hazrat's bed and I picked up the straw mat and the sheet, the bedding, the cloth, he said there were so many scorpions and spiders under that mattress, the mat. Because these are the scorpions of mattress. They're very famous. They're big. They come from the mountainside. They live in the mountainside. This is the olden days. And there weren't buildings like they are nowadays or air conditioning, etc. So he was shocked. The Hazrat sleeps on this. On these scorpions and spiders. And dangerous species. So Hazrat said, I will have to ask Hazrat that. How does he pass his time? He said, Hazrat, I am distressed. And Hazrat said, why? He said, I went to make your bed. I was changing the sheet, the cloth, and I saw your bedding. And underneath the cloth, there was big scorpions and spiders. And Hazrat smiled and said that we are the guests of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These scorpions don't say nothing to us. Don't move them from there. Don't say anything to them. Because anything of Medina, to move it, to give it pain, I don't want to give it pain. If they don't say nothing to me, I don't need to say anything to them. So what was this? My servant, Allah Ta'ala says. Allah Ta'ala says, this is my servant. And all the creatures recognize the servant of Allah. If we touch a scorpion, he'll tell you what is the hal. But because he knows that scorpion, he's introduced that, beware, this is my servant who's come as my guest to Medina. And now does it become the servant of Allah? How? Allah Ta'ala says, when my servant, Amal, makes a person, mine, Allah Ta'ala says. And thus our person attains the Qurb, the Marifat, the Nearness to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So when my servant, Allah Ta'ala says, does my dhikr, this is the hadith we go back to now, when he remembers me, Allah says, when my servant does my dhikr, all of the walis of Allah, you'll see, who've passed, who are here, present, our aqabreen, our pious predecessors, all of the awliya Allah, what was their root cause action? Dhikr of Allah. That was the basis, the foundation of the life. Dhikr of Allah doesn't stop you from dunya, from hadith, education, or tabligh, or speaking, or lectures. Those pastimes or careers did not stop. Rather, they were elevated in their work. They had power and energy in their work due to dhikr of Allah. This is a deception. No, I'm busy with other work of deen. I can't do dhikr, I ain't got time. Where does dhikr stop you from progressing your career and your ambitions? It doesn't stop you. Abu Qabreen, look at the history. Otherwise, how did hadith reach to us today? Kitabs and writing. Hazrat Thanvi, rahmatullahi, wrote 2,000 kitabs. Hazrat Thanvi, rahmatullahi. But look at his dhikr. Immense dhikr. Masses of dhikr. Abundance of dhikr. And he did tafsir of Quran. Tafsir of hadith. And fiqh. And jurisprudence. But he didn't stop in his work. His work was promoted so much. Hazrat Ilyas, rahmatullahi, rahimahullah. Tell me about his life. So much barakah. How he started the work of tabligh. Principles of tabligh. People learned dhikr from him. When he did dhikr, did he reduce it? People reached to his khanqah and did dhikr of Allah. Did he ever stop his work of da'wah, tabligh? No. His work increased and had more energy and vibrancy. So dhikr of Allah is such a battery charge. Allah Ta'ala says, who's my servant? When my servant does my dhikr, Allah Ta'ala says. So how does he become Allah Ta'ala's man? Allah Ta'ala's servant, on which maqam, how? By doing dhikr. This is Sahih Muslim and Bukhari hadith. This is not some fairy tale. Has Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu this hadith. So Allah says, when my servant remembers me. Now let's see next what Allah Ta'ala says. Then Allah Ta'ala says, I remember him. Subhanallah. Allah remembering us. This is the connection, my brothers. This is not some normal person. Does a person in the world remember you? Let's say I don't know you. Do you remember me? Do I remember you? Yes, if you give me something and I have to give you something back, will I remember you? That's it. And if, for example, we do favors for each other, then we will love each other more. But Allah Ta'ala says, when my servant remembers me, then he becomes so close to me, he becomes mine. Then Allah Ta'ala says, when he remembers me, then I also remember him. So that person's status, imagine a person's status who remembers Allah, who Allah remembers, what will be his rank, what will be his level, if we understand or not. But the introduction has been made. For which deed, brothers? For which deed? For which deed we are sitting? Who made us sit down? Ramadan. Who should we be grateful to? Allah, our Mawla. I didn't ask you to sit. I could not have sat. I could have put wasawis in my ears. Somebody could have put wasawis in my ears. We maybe not have been sitting it. Today, those people who don't believe in Allah, why don't they believe in Allah? Why? For this reason, because wasawis of shaitan has plugged their brains. They know Quran, they know there's a kitab, they know the masjids, but why don't they come towards deen? Because shaitan's waswasa is whispering, it affects their hearts, it penetrates their hearts, and they don't believe and accept. We don't leave and they don't come. Look at the difference. Look at the difference. We don't want to leave Allah. We can't leave Allah. And they don't want to come. They don't want to accept. So shaitan comes in between. Shaitan has attacked them. So in every action, however greater is their own action, then don't look left and right. Is it just me? Why are there no other brothers here? No one's come today. Why is there no brother not come today? Okay, I'll go as well. Don't ever think that. Rather be proud of your kismet destiny. That Allah Ta'ala has not allowed the whispering of shaitan to affect me. And I'm here. I'm saved. I've accepted Allah Ta'ala's invitation. If I didn't accept, then where would I be today? If I didn't accept the invite, this we will know in the akhirah what the reward Allah will give. What service of shaitan come? Shall I come? Shall I not come? Shall I go to dhikr today? Will this happen? If I don't go, then I can do this. Or if I go, I'll lose at this. But the waswas of shaitan is dangerous. And the person then departs from the path. So we broke these whisperings of shaitan or our desires. We came, we sat in the masjid in the best time. By which Allah Ta'ala says, dhikr you can do any time. But the best beloved person to me, when he does dhikr and he's beloved to me after asr. In the after Asr or after Fajr, these two times Allah Ta'ala selected. So Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala's dhikr of Rahman, and the time is Asr. So why should we not be proud and do shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He's given to us? So Allah says, when my servant remembers me, then I remember him. Let's go next phase of the hadith. What are the rewards of dhikr? Look, first, great, fantastic reward. Allah Ta'ala remembers him. And Allah Ta'ala says, when he remembers me in his heart, Allah is now going to a physical explanation. Allah says, when my servant remembers me in his heart, not from his tongue, he's free now from his tongue, then what does Allah Ta'ala say? Allah says, then I remember him in my heart. Oh, the nearness has increased. First Allah Ta'ala said something else. First Allah said, my servant, let me introduce you. He's special to me. Qurb, he's near to me. So Allah Ta'ala is Allah is for everyone, but due to doing dhikr, Allah gives nearness. So Allah Ta'ala says, for those people who do maraqabat, who remember Allah in the hearts, this is the position for that purple person. Allah says, look at those people now. They are greater than those people, the dhakirin, who do dhikr with the tasbih from their tongue. Allah has given them a qam. They are my servant, but a special group of people, select group of people, what do? They do maraqabat, they remember Allah Ta'ala in their hearts. My brothers, I give you da'wah. I invite you, accept this da'wah. Accept this invitation, the dhikr of the heart, the Quran and the hadith explain this to us. And why I'm saying this? Allah Ta'ala gives another angle about doing dhikr and an emphasis. Dhikr is the same, but the condition is different. You understand what I'm saying? Dhikr is the same, but the condition, the hal has changed. When the hal changes, then the reward goes higher. It shoots up, increases. So you get this from desire, shauq, passion. And you all can do tasbih dhikr, I can do subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah. People are reciting this, you get the reward. But the person who does more effort and makes more struggle and goes further and says, now I want to learn the dhikr of the heart. What is that? When a person steps forth, does a bit of struggle, makes effort, then Allah Ta'ala elevates his rank and status because he's doing dhikr of the heart, which is afdal. Dhikr of the heart is afdal. It is greater and many times more afdal. Very great dhikr, about which it is stated in hadith, 70 times greater. If you do 70 times, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. If you do it once in the heart, it's equal. You've gone beyond. Higher. And when Allah Ta'ala says, look from the hadith, beautiful words of this hadith. And many, many things, points come out of this hadith. Allah Ta'ala is praising the dhakir. Allah says, when my dhakir remembers me in his heart, then I remember him in my heart. So what's happened now? First it was open, Allah Ta'ala's dhikr and his servant. Now the link is created that he's hidden and Allah Ta'ala is hiding the love as well. So now it comes to the level of love that nobody can recognize that this man is remembering Allah and how close is he to Allah. Now this is hidden. And on this maqam a person gets lost, he speaks less, speaks wasteful talk, waste of time activities, his tongue stops and speaking rubbish and wasteful talk, and he utilizes his time correctly. Now the link is created in the heart. And he remembers Allah in his heart. And he's silent. There's good things. As Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha, our mother, the mother of the believers, states in the Fazail Amal, this hadith is there, just to revise this point. That on the Day of Judgment, a man will be presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His deeds will be checked, his record books. Allah will say, show angels, what did he do? What didn't he do? How did he pass his time? How did he utilize his time? And the angels say, Allah, he did this and A, B, C, D, E, all these actions. Okay, close his kitab. Then Allah will say that there's one deed of his you did not mention. The angels say, Allah, everything we had, the power and vision and hearing, and we could never miss what he did. You gave us the power. Whenever his tongue moved, whenever his legs moved, his hands and his whatever he did, our pens would move. But there's everything we've called. Allah say, no, this is not your fault. This was his deed that I mentioned in the hadith. That when he remembers me in the depths of his heart within, then I remember him the same way. And he was immersed in my marifah and innis that you could not recognize what he was doing. And his ibadah, you could not write and record it. And this was beyond your capability, Allah will say. So he was doing an ibadah, direct connection. When he was doing dhikr in the heart, you could not understand. But direct that reward, the action came to me. And Allah Ta'ala said, I hid the action and the reward. That when he comes to me on the Day of Judgment, I will give him the reward. And you don't know. So today I will give him the reward. And Allah will present the reward of the action. And this is dhikr of the heart, which is maraqabah. This is a great dhikr, brothers. Great action. This is such a lofty action that it cleans and makes a person's batin glitter and glow. It makes a person's qurb close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gets close to Allah. This is called maraqabah. Dhikr of the heart. Dayan. Paying attention. Because a person in the heart, there's a difference here. One is moving the lips, moving your fingers, doing tasbih. But now you have to have a teacher to learn dhikr of the heart. Just like a child, you know, you give sabak, you read qaida, teach them the basics. Then when he finishes Nurani qaida, he has to go to school, isn't it? If you teach qaida, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you can't keep him there. He has to go to the next stage. You have to give him promotion, teach him more. So he's sent to school, ustad, teacher in the school. So Allah Ta'ala says, I've given you the basics of Islam, tasbih, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, 100 tasbih, 100 subhanallah. You get the reward. Allah says, I'll give you the reward, you're my servant. But when you work harder and you want to go higher in your levels and get close to Allah, then you need an ustad, you need a teacher, you need the master, and then he will inject into the heart the tariqah, the method of how to do dhikr of the heart. So the student goes to the ustad, he says, sheikh, the teacher, then he learns dhikr of the heart, which is maraqbah. You need permission for this, and the effects of this are different, the rewards for this are different. If Allah has kept such a big reward, that Allah Ta'ala hides reward, then imagine the revolution taking place within the person's heart and his mind and his brain and his batin. Then his fasting, his hajj, his zakah, his salah, and leaving sins become so elevated that he becomes so accustomed to that lifestyle, he starts disliking the sins. Things you keep on telling people, bayans and lectures, brothers don't do this, and brothers still go and do those things. Still they go and do those unful actions. They still go and smoke the fag and do the sins and do bad things. But Allah Ta'ala says, when a person within his heart starts to do dhikr of the heart, when his heart starts to improve, then reality of life comes in front of him. Whatever Allah Ta'ala dislikes, he starts to dislike. Whatever Allah Ta'ala likes and holds beloved, he starts to hold beloved. Because he has now gone onto the path of mahbubiyat, beloved to Allah. Nobody needs to explain to him, teach him, lecture to him. Automatically what Allah Ta'ala dislikes or hates, that student will run away from that. You can give to him and say, no, don't give to me to this. I don't want this. I don't need this. But they'll say, he was our friend. He used to sit with us, go with us, travel with us. Why is he run away from us now? Why doesn't he? He says, no. It's salah time. Salah time. I've got to go to the masjid. Whatever Allah Ta'ala loves, and the biggest sign of love for Allah is that Allah Ta'ala says the most beloved action for Allah, Allah for his servant is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah. So first and foremost, that person, what color comes onto his life? The color of sunnah, the sharifa. When the world runs away from sunnah, he starts to hold it beloved. People say, oh, it's too hard in this day and age. How can we practice sunnah? What's the reason? Because he has attained Allah's qurb, Allah's love. Allah's love has come to his heart. He's made Allah his friend. And this is the sign of the friend, that he started doing dhikr. When he did dhikr in his heart, he became the beloved of Allah. When he became the beloved of Allah, then everything that was beloved to Allah becomes beloved to that person. Allah loves salah, he starts praying salah. Sin, Allah says, leave those sins, he starts leaving the sins. Allah says, I love the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he starts to love the sunnah. Whether someone tells him or not, he thinks and feels. However, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to walk, I want to walk. How he used to dress, I want to dress. How he used to have manners, I want to manners. He doesn't care about the generation, or about the society, or about the environment. Because when the love comes into the heart, then he enjoys practicing the sunnah and he doesn't have pain. And this was the life of the sahaba, the noble sahaba radiallahu anhum. They did great actions. Why? Because it was a reflection of their love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So a person due to dhikr gets the highest grade, that those deeds he could never do when he's not doing dhikr, he runs to those actions due to dhikr. Due to what? Because Allah Ta'ala says, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. That don't think dhikr is a minor. Do dhikr kathiran kathira. On every dhikr, Allah says, I'll give you reward. On every dhikr, I will give you reward. Masses of reward. So Allah says, when you remember me, I remember you. When you remember me in your heart, I remember you in my heart. Now let's go beyond. Sahih hadith. I'm not telling you by chance. Rather, with the fadl and karam of Allah, three positions a person can be in. According to the hadith, today they are present in our gathering today. Subhanallah, say loudly subhanallah, brothers, loudly. Look, dhikr, we will do. Number two, we will do dhikr silent, we'll do maraqabah. Now the third point Allah Ta'ala is saying, let's go further. That my mahbub, there's another action. What is this, Allah? Allah says that when he remembers me in a gathering, subhanallah, all positions Allah has mentioned today, not one position of dhikr has Allah left out from this sahih hadith. That doesn't matter how you remember me. Alladhina yadhkuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim. However you remember me, Allah says, whether you're standing, whether you're sitting, whether you're lying down, in every condition and position, Allah Ta'ala says, you get the reward. So what comes out of this? Allah Ta'ala says, now when the third point in this Sahih Hadith, when you remember me in a gathering, is this not a gathering? And this is a gathering in Allah's home. Subhanallah, how lucky we are, how fortunate we are. And this is reward and ni'mah. Ni'mah, these are the rewards upon which Allah Ta'ala says that you should be proud in your hearts that you're sitting here today. Allah, what a great reward you've given me today. How great a tawfiq Allah you've given to me. This is the reward, this is the level you gave me, that by chance I did it, I didn't even know. I just sat. Automatically, there was whispering of my nafs and shaitan, and they were trying to stop me, but I said, oh, okay, I'll sit down today. Okay, I'll just attend the gathering today. So this hadith, Allah Ta'ala says, if a person remembers me in a gathering, what do I do, Allah? Allah says, oh my mahbub, oh Prophet of Allah, Allah says, my Prophet, then I remember him in a gathering which is so much better than that gathering. Imagine Allah's gathering. Which gathering? In which there are angels, in which there are prophets. Angels and prophets. Imagine, where are we? Where's this gathering? Allah's going to remember us in that gathering. How great a feeling by seeing this gathering. Brothers, at this time, the rewards from the heart, I'm saying this. Imagine such a great hadith, Sahih hadith, Sahih al-Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is narrating this hadith. So there's no deception now, no doubt. Oh, why am I sitting here? What am I doing? Allah will give such a great reward. From millions of other actions we could do, we left our beds, our sleep, our business, money, jobs, our homes, our relatives, our family. All the sacrifice we made is nothing compared to this great, fantastic reward we're going to get from this beautiful gathering we're in. Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala is distributing His mercies, and what we are attaining at this moment, we cannot imagine. There's great gathering. This is, and Allah says, I remember you in a gathering better than this. May Allah give us tawfiq. This is the barakah of Ramadan. Remember this, that today from the sadaq, sincere heart, we will remember Allah. We are remembering Allah from a sincere heart, a humble heart. And let's understand the importance of this dhikr. We accept it from the depths of the heart. We've listened to this hadith. So we should think that from today, I'm not going to waste my time. I'm going to do dhikr daily. From the tongue dhikr, I'm going to go to the heart. Dhikr in the heart. And dhikr in the heart should be there. And then I go to the dhikr in the gathering as well. All these three things should be in our lives. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever He explains a gathering, an amal, and He makes us do it in Ramadan, remember this point. And with a beautiful way, Allah Ta'ala has invited us. in Ramadan. So Ramadan is the month of Allah's rahmah, His mercy, His barakah. What is barakah? Barakah is a big, big power. And the barakah of Ramadan is such that whichever deed you accept and bring into your life in this blessed month, and you start doing it, you accept it, that yes, this action, dhikr, I was lazy before today, I left it, I didn't do it. And in Ramadan, I start it, I practice it. Then Allah Ta'ala's barakah, what does it do? The rest of the year, you carry on doing that action. The rest of the year you carry on doing the action, and Allah Ta'ala's fadl and His blessings and mercy will make you do that dhikr. Maybe you will leave that gathering, maybe forget it for a day or two, but you will become a dhakir and you leave that gathering as a dhakir. So dhikr, brothers, keep it consistent. Don't follow whispering of shaitan, of your nafs, your desires. This is a great deed. Remember, when Allah Ta'ala gives somebody a great action, then the enemies start to attack that person, shayateen and evil forces. But take hold of their system. One thing, sunnah Rasulullah, Sharia and Quran, and the awliya Allah, the walis of Allah, their lives and the sketch of their lives, then you will never lose out. Then you will continue to promote it. May Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, and may Allah Ta'ala give you all tawfiq. Ameen.